This is Twit.
They tried it in Spain, and it didn't work so hot.
In Germany, kind of first, because you know what that was called?
Leistungszeitschriften haben.
Die Leistungsschutzrecht.
Yeah.
Shall we play the reggae?
There is a song. Google News is now making noise that EU... So this... I'm conflating this maybe with the copyright law. I don't know.
It's two parts of the same laws, chapters 11 and 13.
I see. Right.
Articles 11 clauses. 13.
Okay, yeah. So Article 13 would introduce the copyright.
Article 11 is...
It's Article 11 would introduce the link tax.
Link tax.
Yeah.
So the link tax... So news publishers in Spain complained that Google was free riding on their content because in the search results, they would include snippets from the article, not the whole article, right?
Yeah.
Just snippets. And they said, well, Google should pay us for the use of those snippets. To which Google replied, fine, see ya, and left Spain, which meant all of those newspapers drastically lost traffic because you couldn't Google them. Right?
Jeff is right. There was no Google News. Germany.
Yeah, so in Germany first, they tried to define a snippet. How much was more than less than a snippet, and they failed. They tried to do all kinds of things in the law. At the end of the day, basically what happened was, in the German law, they said that Google has to have permission to do this. And Google said, we're back. And so publishers tried to withdraw their permission and not do it. They found after, I think it was 2 to 3 weeks, this was a disaster. Yep. They all gave Google permission.
Axel Springer said they lost 30%, 40% of their traffic.
And by the way, no love lost between Axel Springer and Google.
Oh, God, no. Axel Springer started wars against Google.
Yeah, they may be the number one enemy of Google.
They didn't allow any permission structure. They just said, you must pay. And that's when Google said, no, we won't. We can't. We're sending new traffic. We're sending new people. No, we're not paying for content.
I'm trying to play the other side here. It is their content in the snippet, but it's not like it's the whole article, right? It's just a...
No. In fact, Leo, one of the things I've seen research on is that, because the argument is the snippet is too long, it's too much content. The truth is, what I've seen in research and what I've learned from my own experience is the longer the excerpt, the better the link performance.
So what you want as the publisher is that somebody clicks that link.
Yes,
so the thesis is, well, if you put the snippet, they're going to read the story and say, oh, fine, I got it, and not click the link.
Which does happen.
Yeah, because if you see a headline that says Matthew Ingram grows beard, and I don't want to know any more, sorry, Matthew, than that, then yeah, I've learned everything I needed to learn.
Right.
And the headline did that. That's been true forever. It's like, well, it's walking back to the newsstand.
Is it when you see
a headline, you don't buy it.
Is it what I'm seeing right here? I just searched for Khashoggi. And in this search results for USA Today, there's the headline, and then there's three lines with ellipses. So they're doing some sort of editorializing, right? They're snippeting. It's more than just taking the first three lines of the article. I guess. I don't know.
Click on the article.
So number one, USA Today. Breitbart is number two. No ellipsis, but three lines. And then there's a hashtag news about
Khashoggi. Go up to the top, Leo, and click on the news link for this story, the very top. I'm pointing to my screen as if you can see it.
Yeah, I get it, right. So this is the snippets they're talking about.
This is more. Look how short those are.
They're a sentence.
Right.
If that.
Yeah, because they're all ending with an ellipsis because they don't actually get to the period. So
you get the headline, you get a little bit of the lead.
President Donald Trump acknowledged Tuesday that Saudi Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman could have known of the murder of ..
Right.
Just enough to tell you if this search result is what you're looking for.
Yeah, and the truth is, the publishers are not as stupid as they seem here. They're not trying to get paid for content. They're just trying to get any way they can to get some of Google's money because they lost money by not offering advertisers a full deal. So they're just they're trying to blackmail Google or Facebook into paying the money because alms for the poor.
But they have
We should point out this has been going on since 2006.
Yes.
So Belgium, I think, was the first one to complain. But then it spread basically throughout Europe. Spain was the first one to really put the pedal to the floor, I think. Google yanked the entire service. But this is a debate that's been going on for over a decade.
So, by the way, I just went to DuckDuckGo in the news section. They do the same exact thing.
Yeah.
Yeah. Every search engine
does because the headline is probably not enough to give you an eye. And they do it, by the way, if I search for Twit, they do the same thing because the headline isn't enough to give. Okay, this is why I don't like DuckDuckGo. I search for Twit, and what do I get? Man trapped in wild birds using glue and put them in cages just like Mr. Twit.
Come on, that's a relevant result.
Well, these are ridiculous.
Why did you do that?
Why did I do what? Trap birds with glue?
Yeah.
I didn't. No, I'm not Mr. Twit. I'm Chief Twit.
Public, you know what, look at Leo, is if you go to the New York Times
public
homepage,
urge,
wait a minute,
I'm not through. Oh, public okay, urge sorry. To listen for Twit to woo amid concern over tawny owl decline.
you did kind of take that word from the birds.
I think the bird took it from me, but that's another story. So Twit feckless hits the
feckless,
fan.
Nice.
Feckless Twit.
Feckless Twit.
Adam Best scolds Representative Scalise. Twit hits
the
fan.
Kind of
Trump
twit.
Goes nuclear. A Kansas City twit. Mom, an online hit after telling off Prissy Twit.
Anyway.
Anyway.
So the excerpts. Yes. It's ridiculous to charge money for this. It's ridiculous on its face. It's what
well,
Jeremy Bentham called nonsense on stilts.
And
I mean, it's just a ridiculous
that's a
argument.
Good line. Nonsense on stilts. It doesn't. It's also they have no leverage because Google has all the leverage in this relationship, right? All Google has to do is what they did to Spain.
Well, and Google said you have a choice if you're a publisher. You can include something in your robots.txt file that prevents Google from indexing your site.
And they're not doing that.
Problem solved.
So yeah, so that is another answer. So nevertheless, this is probably going to become the law, right? This new copyright law.
It's headed rapidly there, yeah.
It seems that way, yeah.